Trend number 5, the truth behind the bull market in commodities. The current bull market in commodities is the longest and most broadly based in history, affecting almost every commodity. For example, the price of crude oil has increased 418% since its last turning point 110 months ago. For comparison, the average oil price increase in past booms was 54%, and the duration was 18 months. The boom in copper has pushed prices up by 617% and has already lasted 75 months, compared to a typical copper boom that hikes prices by just 61% and lasts only 21 months. Eventually, of course, every bull market leads to a downturn, so it's natural to assume this bull market will end as well. The big question is, when? Some say it will happen within a few years. Others believe it could remain a bull market for decades. To gain insight into which view might be more accurate, let's examine the two factors that some believe will keep these markets booming for many years to come. One, the growing demand from emerging economies, and two, a dwindling supply of natural resources. A common explanation offered for sustained high commodity prices is the growing demand from emerging economies. Since these economies will continue to grow for decades, the theory goes, the bull market will be sustained as well. China is the example that is typically used to drive this point. But this argument assumes that economic growth in China will produce a proportional growth in the demand for commodities. Although this may be true for oil, which we'll cover in a minute, it is not true for base industrial metals. The fact is, China already consumes a higher percentage of the world's base metals than the U.S., the EU, and Japan combined. 24% more copper, 59% more zinc, and 31% more aluminum. Interestingly, in most developed economies, the demand for base metals has remained flat for decades as the population and GDP have grown. Why? Because they have shifted toward a more service-based economy. Based on this historic precedent, it's reasonable to believe that as China moves toward a developed economy, its demand for base metals will not grow substantially above what it is now. Therefore, it's doubtful that demand from emerging countries such as China will contribute significantly to a decades-long bull market, at least not in base metals. Another reason commonly suggested for the latest bull market in commodities is that there is a dwindling supply of natural resources. The primary evidence offered is the weak response on the part of producers to higher prices in recent years. The argument is that the world must be running out of natural resources if the current high prices are not enough of an inducement to keep supply at pace with demand. But the facts don't support this argument. What actually has happened has been an increase over the past decade in the known reserves of most metals. For example, for every ton of copper consumed, 3 tons have been added to copper reserves. The same holds true in the energy sector, with proven reserves higher now than in 1980 for both oil and natural gas. The delayed response to higher prices hasn't been caused by a shortage of resources. In reality, the delay is mostly due to the time it takes to bring new reserves to market. It can take many years and many dollars to put the infrastructure in place to extract resources from a new discovery. Throughout the 1980s and 90s, as commodity prices remained at low levels, spending on new infrastructure collapsed. It wasn't until the mid-2000s that producers began investing again in infrastructure. Of course, it will take some time before this type of investment produces results. For example, a recent report by Morningstar Research revealed that production by the top 10 publicly listed copper mining companies is expected to increase by 9% over the next 4 years, but most of the increase won't come until 2013 and 2014. As this example shows, for the next couple of years, supply constraints will likely play a role in supporting high commodity prices. But after that, when the supply increases, there will be downward pressure on prices. So those two factors, increased supply and a slowing demand by developing economies, will most likely end the bull market in base metals within a few years. For oil, it's likely this bull market will also end within the same few years, but the story is a little more complex. That's why many people still believe this energy bull market will extend for many more years. Predictions of this extended run are generally based on three main points. One, there are no more easy oil discoveries. Less than 10% of the world's giant oil fields were discovered in the past two decades. Two, OPEC continues to dominate the industry, holding 80% of global proven oil reserves. And three, as China grows, especially in its use of automobiles, its demand for oil will greatly increase. Addressing this last point first, the assumption that China will greatly increase its oil consumption overlooks a key trend that is expected over the next several decades. Due to its decades-long one-child-per-family policy, the annual growth rate of the working-age population between 15 and 64 will actually be negative. This and other societal factors will keep China from experiencing as much growth and development in the coming decades as was once thought. The first two points regarding reserves and OPEC control also miss a key trend. Even if the world is running out of oil, it is not running out of energy. Where oil was once used extensively for generating electricity, now natural gas, coal, and nuclear power have taken over. And natural gas is replacing oil in many residential and industrial applications. Oil is still a major player in transportation. In the U.S., transportation accounts for 70% of oil consumption. But this is destined to change, and it will happen even sooner if gasoline prices remain high. Plug-in hybrid technology and vehicles powered by compressed or liquefied natural gas will soon begin to cut into oil's monopoly on transportation, eliminating much of the demand for oil. You should refer to our analysis of the trend natural gas, America's medium-term energy solution, in this issue. It explains how domestic natural gas can dramatically reduce our dependence on imported petroleum in the short term, which would help bring down the cost of oil. In considering the commodities bull market since 2008, it's important to recognize that the fundamentals we've been discussing have not been the principal drivers. On the contrary, artificial factors associated with speculative markets have been the driving force behind commodity prices. This can be seen most clearly in the oil market. According to Dan Dicker, a 30-year veteran oil trader, the current price is not consistent with the normal interplay of supply and demand. If this is true, discussions about reserves, who controls what, and the demand from emerging economies could all be moot points. As he explains in his new book, Oil's Endless Bid, Taming the Price of Oil to Secure Our Economy, the price of gasoline has been driven sky high by professional speculators and amateur investors betting on poorly understood oil exchange-traded funds. Dicker argues there has been no supply problem, but investors are acting on a perceived risk of a shortage, hoping to capitalize if it happens. The result of speculators betting on higher oil prices in the future is to artificially bid up the price of oil today. So while oil fundamentals would support a price of perhaps $45 to $55 per barrel, recent prices have hovered around $100. The short-term result is a big drag on the global recovery and, quite possibly, an impending crisis when this bubble inevitably pops. In light of this trend, consider the following three forecasts. First, the commodities bull market will run its course by the middle of this decade. There are many factors that will bring about this change, including higher interest rates, slower demand growth due to the maturing of emerging economies such as China, increased supply of base metals as new mining operations come online, a shift to alternative energy sources, and technology-driven increases in energy efficiency. Second, oil, which many believe stands the best chance of a prolonged bull market, may actually have the most strikes against it. The substitution of natural gas for oil in more applications, combined with technical strides that will lessen our dependence on oil for transportation, will dramatically lower demand. However, the factor that has the biggest potential to sink the price of oil is the action of speculators. The elevated price is not tied primarily to fundamentals, but rather speculators' beliefs or feelings about what this commodity will be worth at some future date. Therefore, when that perception shifts, the price could drop quickly and precipitously. Much is currently being made of the Middle East crisis and the risk that the production in one or more countries could be shut down, driving prices up even more. This remains unlikely. Furthermore, even if a shutdown were to occur in a country like Libya, which produces 1.3 million barrels a day, Saudi Arabia alone can contribute an additional 5 million barrels a day in an emergency. And third, as extraordinary distortions are wrung out of the marketplace, commodity prices will revert to their historical norms. As we've discussed, oil prices have been dramatically distorted by speculators, and similar distortions can be seen in other commodity markets. For example, corn prices are high largely because of the use of corn ethanol for fuel and widespread resistance to adopting high-productivity genetically modified crops. The trends editors expect both of these factors to disappear within 5 years. Due primarily to geopolitical unrest, gold and silver have both risen dramatically faster than the consumer price index. This is significant because for the past 150 years, the prices of these commodities have simply fluctuated around the CPI. Since there has been no supply shortage of either metal and demand has been stable, it's clear that today's high prices are driven by speculation. In fact, many investors are turning to gold as a hedge against an inflationary spiral that is unlikely to happen. Since these factors are unlikely to sustain the bull market beyond 2013 or 2014, caution is advised.